Fisher KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, partly sunny skies, chance of showers and thunderstorms, mid-80s. Winds will be out of the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, we'll continue the isolated showers and thunderstorms. Clear skies overnight in the upper 50s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, lower 80s. Tomorrow night, clear in the upper 50s. And Wednesday, sunny skies, isolated storms in the mid-80s. Right now, it's 66.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, good Monday. Authorities say a man died after an accident at a rock quarry in eastern Kansas late last week. Osage County Sheriff Lori Dunn said that a chat pile gave away Friday afternoon as the victim was taking samples at its base and buried him at the Harshman Construction Rock Quarry near Malvern. Our news partners at Cake TV report that two workers immediately began to recover the victim and were joined by fire and rescue units, but the victim did not survive, his name not immediately released. K-State University announced over the weekend that they're pausing voluntary football workouts for 2 weeks after 14 players tested positive for coronavirus. The university said as of Friday, a total of 14 student athletes had tested positive for COVID-19. The university said the 14 individuals who did test positive were being medically managed according to current local, state, national, and CDC guidelines. I'm Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
At Rusty Act Ford, the summer savings start now. And it's never been a better time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer on over 400 new Ford F-150s, Explorers, Rangers, Mustangs, and so much more. Now, Rusty Act Ford will give you 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on all new 2019 and 2020 Fords in stock. 0% financing on every new vehicle in our lot and on all remaining new 2019 Ford F-150s. Get 0% APR financing for up to 84 months. Plus, get $3,000 off MSRP on every new 2019 F-150 in stock, even on Raptors. And you keep all discounts and Ford rebates. So get your summer off to a sizzling start. Only at Rusty Act Ford or RustyActFord.com, where we'll take anything in on trade. Offer sale on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Several customers qualify. All Ford rebates to dealer. Limited time financing business. New Raptors, Super Duty, T350 and 500. Offers expire June 30th, 2020.
Police in Sioux Falls, South Dakota say a 17-year-old wanted for allegedly shooting at officers during riots over the death of George Floyd has been arrested in Kansas. Police say the Sioux Falls teen was arrested Friday at a home in Holcomb, just west of Garden City, without incident. The teen was wanted on an arrest warrant for attempted murder, aggravated assault on law enforcement, and rioting. Police say they have video of the teen throwing rocks at police, then pulling a handgun from his pants and firing in the direction of police officers during a riot in Sioux Falls on May 31st that developed from a protest over the death of George Floyd. Bumpy weather in portions of the Sunflower State last night, especially in the western and central areas of the state. Folks in Great Bend cleaning up after strong winds caused damage there. KWCH-TV reports that Barton County Dispatch says the damage was widespread. There were, however, no reports of any injuries associated with the storms. Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Another Nebraska prison inmate has tested positive for the coronavirus. The Nebraska Department of Correctional Services says the new case was reported at the Nebraska State Penitentiary in Lincoln. So far, a total of 8 inmates and 20 employees in the state prison system have tested positive. State officials say anyone who had close contact with the inmate who tested positive will be told to quarantine themselves. Statewide, 17,707 cases of coronavirus and 244 deaths linked to the virus have been reported. Tyson Foods looking into reports that China's customs agency has suspended poultry imports from a Tyson facility in the U.S. after coronavirus cases were confirmed among its employees. A Tyson spokesman said yesterday that the plant in question is in Springdale, Arkansas. The spokesman said that all global and U.S. health organizations agree there's no evidence to support transmission of COVID-19 associated with food. Mid-America Network News.
Afraid to overpay? Switch to U.S. Cellular and get a free Samsung Galaxy S25G, plus no activation fees. U.S. Cellular. New smartphone service plan, new line, port-in, credit approval, qualified trade-in, qualified smartphone purchase, DP plus required, and comes via monthly bill credit on a 30-month RIC. Taxes, fees, and terms apply. 5G not available in all areas. 5G coming in parts of Iowa and Wisconsin in 2020. See associate for details.
At U.S. Cellular, we believe in a new approach, one that puts you first. Visit 517 Broadway in Marysville. Choose fair.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last week. Public Works advised that onyx seal on the Herkimer and Bremen roads is complete. A bridge is needed in Rock Township on 25th Road between Navajo and Osage, which is impassable. Several budget requests were heard, including a $20,000 increase for the Register of Deeds, who has requested and budgeted moving part-time help to full-time, due to increased document filings and record requests. Commissioners gave the Register of Deeds discretion to charge for requests according to the time it takes to process the request. Marshall County Partnership for Growth advised that a grant of $132,000 was allocated to the county. They have 23 businesses pre-qualified for some assistance through the grant. Friday, July 10th has been set as the deadline for businesses to apply. Recommendations will be brought to the board. Applications are available on the Marshall County Partnership for Growth website. The county health nurse presented an estimated cost for engineering services from CES Marysville for repair of the health department basement. The building is further settling, creating cracks in the walls and doors not fitting properly. The board recessed later in the day to tour the building. The emergency management director reported the county will receive federal SPARK dollars by the end of June. Estimated amount of money is $194 per person. Counties are encouraged to share these with schools and cities in the county. It's recommended that Marshall County form a task force consisting of community members to assist with allocation of the funds. Commissioners will need to pass the resolution once there is guidance. It was noted the proposed Irish Creek Wind Farm project is going to be a long process. The board is encouraging patrons to submit written correspondence with concerns to the county clerk's office. The board will host a town hall meeting in the future to address those concerns with the community, and commissioners will set aside 30 minutes the first Monday each month to hear concerns with five-minute increments for community members. Nemahal County commissioners opened discussion about comprehensive planning. They're hoping to recruit local people with experience in the comprehensive planning process to help choose a planner. That group will meet again next week with commissioners to discuss the next step in the process. Purchase of a document drop box to be installed outside the main entrance of the Nemahal County Courthouse was approved. Gage County Board of Supervisors last week discussed and approved bid openings for culvert projects, highway striping, and bridge match projects, including three bridges for a total of $930,000. The Sheriff's Office is finishing up budget expenses, including purchase of two vehicles. Supervisors commended the department for keeping within their budgets this year for the sheriff and the jail. The Riley County Emergency Dispatch Center received a call at 4:10 a.m. Friday morning stating there was a man walking, seeming disoriented, asking for a ride in the 12,900 block of Barton Road. While officers were en route to the scene, dispatch received a second call reporting a man had been found dead in the roadway near Leonardville. Investigation revealed the pedestrian, Christopher Day, age 38, of Leonardville, died of head trauma associated with being hit by a vehicle. Authorities are asking anyone with information contact the Riley County Police Department or Crime Stoppers. City of Marysville swimming pool opens Monday and will be open daily from 1 to 8 p.m. Individual admission and punch cards are available, and season pass prices have been reduced in price, reflecting a shorter season. Season passes must be purchased at City Hall. Free swim is offered Wednesday evening, 6 to 8:30 p.m., and will be featured July 4th from 1 until 8. Requests to open the pool for morning swim were denied at the last council meeting, with a 4-4 tie vote broken by the mayor in the negative, with concerns over adequate staffing and additional cleaning responsibilities. Ronald C. Jacobson, age 90 of Clay Center, passed away Wednesday. Graveside service Monday, 10:30 at the Riverside Cemetery at Waterville. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Ron Jacobson. Lois L. O'Neill, age 91 of Beatty, passed away Friday. Massive Christian burial Tuesday, 10 a.m. at St. Malachi's Catholic Church, Beatty. Burial in St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery, north of Beatty. Rosary Monday evening at 7 at church. Visitation Monday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Lois O'Neill. Dwayne L. Krulik, age 65, of Haddam, passed away Wednesday at his home. Funeral arrangements pending with the Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Dwayne Krulik. Mary Jolene Fisher Kohorst, age 69, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Mary Kohorst. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, tater tot casserole, mixed vegetables, and Watergate salad. Tomorrow, Polish sausage, mashed potatoes, kraut, and fresh fruit. KNDY News time is 7:15.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Life has changed, but some things remain the same. We all still get up every morning, and our cars still have cup holders. And our cup holders are still meant to hold cups. Large cups that hold our favorite morning beverages. Beverages that make our mornings a little brighter and a little more normal. Sonic's Morning Drink Stop. Large drinks for 99 cents and large specialty drinks for $1.49 before 10 a.m. For contactless ordering and payment, order ahead in the Sonic app. Tax not included. See menu for details. Mobile ordering available only at select locations for a limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Monday, we still have this cold front across the central parts of the Midwest and another cold front swinging down from the north, which is going to bring some chances for some scattered showers and thunderstorms as we head through the day and into tonight. Finally, a high pressure system will move in as we head into tomorrow night, bringing dry weather, but more chances for some isolated showers and thunderstorms with a greater chance as we head towards the end of the week and temperatures warmer back into the 90s Thursday into Friday. So across the area, partly sunny skies, chance of showers and thunderstorms. We'll see highs around the mid-80s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10, gusts as high as 20. Tonight, isolated showers and thunderstorms early, clear skies overnight in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, sunny, lower 80s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, upper 50s. That's your forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-June, 86. Recent record high, 98. In 2016, the average low 65 and the record low was 53 in 2001. Sunset this evening 8:58, sunrise in the morning at 5:59. A diminishing line of showers passing through Beatrice this morning. Little activity down in the Centralia area up towards Seneca, then up in the Sabetha area and east. These lingering lighter showers and thunder showers likely will not last long. 65 degrees under a cloudy overcast with a light wind this morning. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 22nd of June. KNDY News time is 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's summer fun with Little Steps Dance and Gymnastics in Seneca. It's time to sign up for July's dance camps and open gyms, including Diamond, Emerald, and Ruby teen camps for new competition dance teams. Don't wait, spots are filling fast. Call Little Steps at 336-3554 or visit their Facebook page, Little Steps Dance and Gymnastics.
Wallace targeted at Talladega. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. NASCAR is investigating after a noose was found in the garage stall of black driver Bubba Wallace at Talladega on Sunday.
They're going to find who this person is. They're going to eliminate this person from the sport forever, because this sport is moving forward. This sport is in a progressive mode.
ESPN's Marty Smith. This comes less than 2 weeks after Wallace led the push to get NASCAR to ban the Confederate flag at its events, and as protests over racism and police brutality continue across the country. In a Twitter post, Wallace said he's saddened by the act, but that he will not be deterred by those who seek to spread hate. The race has been rescheduled for this afternoon after it was rained out on Sunday. Golf, Webb Simpson held off multiple challengers Sunday to win the RCB Heritage, capping off a wild weekend at Hilton Head. Simpson had his best round of the tournament on Sunday, firing a 64 to finish at 22 under, a new tournament record. Simpson getting the win on Father's Day.
Still, feeling my dad all around me from memories, and he loved golf. He would have loved watching today.
Baseball, another reversal in the negotiations to get the season started at some point. Sources say the Players Union once again delayed a vote on the league's latest return to play proposal after Commissioner Rob Manfred made some late tweets to it. ESPN's Jesse Rogers.
Rob Manfred threw the players a little bit of a bone, so to speak, at least the league thinks so, in saying they don't have to adhere to next year's rule changes if this season is canceled. It delayed the vote a little bit, but I don't think it moved the meter much.
NFL sources say Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott plans to sign his exclusive franchise tender by today, although Prescott and the Cowboys are reportedly still not close to a long-term deal. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 seniors baseball team split a pair at Topeka Sunday. Marysville winning the opener 10-1. Topeka took the late game 5-4. Marysville American Legion Post 163 seniors host Fairbury Tuesday evening at 8 at Feldhausen Field in Marysville.
USD 223 Hanover Barnes and Lynn is looking to hire route bus drivers for Hanover and Lynn for the 2021 school year. Pay starts at $18 an hour and includes health insurance benefits. Applicants must be willing to obtain a Class B commercial driver's license and the appropriate endorsements. All training will be paid for by USD 223. For more information, call the district office at 763-4231.
This is an Ag News update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The American Soybean Association pleads that the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit chose to support the EPA's legal authority and deny a petition that sought to invalidate EPA's cancellation and existing stocks order issued on June 8th. Congress has provided for certainty needed by growers in certain times, like planting season right now, by equipping EPA with existing stocks authority it exercised in its June 3rd guidance to growers. Additionally, during its series of late evening orders on Friday, the court granted both CropLife America's and the Grower Coalition's request to file an amicus brief. The grower request was filed June 16th by the American Soybean Association, American Farm Bureau, National Cotton Council, and National Association of Wheat Growers, along with the National Corn Growers and National Sorghum Producers, supporting EPA's existing stocks option. That brief highlighted the devastating consequences that would result if the NGO's request were granted and growers could not use existing stocks. Trust in America's farmers and ranchers remains high amid the devastating blow delivered by COVID-19. A new poll out by the American Farm Bureau Federation shows that 84% of Americans trust the nation's farmers. That same number also supports financial assistance from government for farmers struggling to keep from going under because of the pandemic. Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall said the results of the survey indicate a growing understanding of how important a stable food supply is to the health and well-being of our nation. Shortages at grocery stores and other food supply chain shockwaves caused the pandemic gave many people a new understanding of the critical role America's farmers and ranchers play in their survival through COVID-19, he said. Duvall said it's heartening to know that through it all, American people's trust in farmers is unwavering. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for or doesn't want to take it in on trade? you call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989.
Good Monday morning. Sam Spack with your latest ag news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Time again, we check with our 2020 summer harvest updates brought to you by Abilene Machine, Syngenta AgriProceed, Midwest Ford Dealers, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. Just about 1 week under the belt of a lot of Kansas harvesters out there. They've made their way north, and we'll get several updates from several locations across the state. As Stephanie Bell from Skyland Grain in Hugoton and Stevens County reports that the area is about 75% done with harvest, mostly irrigated fields remain. Harvest has been running smoothly, and they expect to be done by the end of the week. Roger Rora, who farms in Seward County, says his harvest began on June 13 down there in southwest Kansas. He has about 3 days left there. Yields have been better than expected, averaging about 50 bushels per acre. Ernie Thielen from OK Co-op Grain Company in Kiowa in Barber County reports that they took in their first load back on the 7th of June and that the area is about 90% complete. Their yields have been really good this year. Most have been above average. He attributes to a overall growing season, newer varieties, and good grain fill weather as well. Randy Fritzmeyer, who farms in Stafford County, reports that he began harvest back on June 16th. Harvest has been really good for him so far, with above average yields ranging from 40 to 70 bushels per acre. He has about a 10 days of harvest remaining is what he is reporting there. So he may be one of the earlier people in the county to find wheat that is dry enough to cut. In fact, we did go on to get a comment from Randy, as Fritzmeyer then went on to say that some people can't find any dry wheat, he said. He then went on to mention that he planted Kansas Wheat Alliance varieties Zenda and Larry this year and that they're performing well for him. He also then went on to say that we've received moisture at the right times and cool weather for grain fill, he said, and no mud holes this year. 2020 summer harvest updates are brought to you by Abilene Machine, U.S. Custom Harvesters, Syngenta AgriProceeds, and Midwest Ford Dealers. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest check of agricultural news right here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry, and that is agriculture. And just to underscore the importance of agriculture, do you know how important it is to homeland security in the United States? In fact, worldwide security? More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
We spent last week talking about the murder hornet, the Asian giant hornet that has shown up in the United States and created quite a stir on social media. Dr. Matt Buffington is with the USDA. He's one of the entomologists there that keeps an eye on the various species that show up in the United States and what we're going to do about it. And he talks about the importance that agriculture, the inspectors and scientists play in homeland security.
I want the general public to get some awareness that we have a state and federal system for monitoring things just like Vespa mandarinia. And I would like to highlight that it's one of the great things about our system that we're able to identify something like Vespa mandarinia very quickly and act on it. That's a very powerful piece of our national security and our infrastructure. People are so excited about murder hornet. Oh my God, COVID wasn't enough. Now we got murder hornet. And I'm sitting there thinking, I think it's amazing we actually identified this thing as quickly as we did, as accurately as we did, and acted on it as quickly as we did. To me, it's like a huge success story. I think that's really exciting. And I think I would like the general public to know a little bit more about this. That these problems don't just solve themselves. There's people that are at ports. There's people at stations all over the United States. And then here we are back in Washington, D.C. with the National Insect Collection, where we're able to compare every single specimen that's come across and see, are we seeing something different? Is there something new? you know, that's how we do the business. And I'd like people to be aware of that. It's a neat thing that we have going here, and it's pretty unique and very powerful.
You're very passionate about your job, aren't you, Matt?
I love my job. Yes, I'm very passionate about it. And actually, everyone in my lab, we're all extremely passionate about what we do. It's a great feel to work for the American people. It's agriculture in the United States. I consider us leaders in agriculture worldwide, so the rest of the world looks to us for help and guidance and support, and we're part of that. And it's neat. It's neat to be part of something bigger than yourself and contribute to it.
Dr. Matt Buffington of the USDA, back after this.
It doesn't matter if it cuts a wide or narrow path. If your farm is in that path, a hailstorm will damage two things, your crop and your bottom line, in a matter of minutes. With already tight margins, take the stress out of seeing those clouds roll in and the thunder rumbling by, adding Crop Hail to your coverage now. Crop Hail is a very affordable and simple way to extend your risk protection plan. Check out our great rates on wheat and spring crops and get a discount by binding early. Call Tammy at Alliance Insurance today, 785-562-2393.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 65 this morning in Marysville. Mild start to the work week ahead, with highs only around 80 on tap today. A few diminishing lingering showers fading out to crossing Beatrice, also over in parts of Nemaha and Brown counties this morning.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Monday. NASCAR investigating the discovery of a hangman's noose found in driver Bubba Wallace's garage stall on Sunday. Scott Carr has details.
NASCAR says the garage area where the noose was found is restricted to essential personnel. They've launched an investigation. Bubba Wallace is the only African-American driver in NASCAR's top circuit and has been outspoken in the last few weeks about the Black Lives Matter movement and corresponding protests. He even called on NASCAR to ban the Confederate flag, which they did June 10th.
Props to NASCAR.
In a statement, NASCAR officials say they're angry and outraged. Wallace took to Twitter Sunday saying he's incredibly saddened by it, but that it will not break him. Sunday also saw the first time NASCAR fans returned to the track in Talladega, Alabama, where a Confederate flag with a defund NASCAR banner was seen flying over the track. I'm Scott Carr.
Thank you, Scott Carr. I'm Rick Everett, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 seniors baseball team split a pair at Topeka Sunday. Marysville winning the opener 10-1. Topeka took the late game 5-4. Marysville American Legion Post 163 seniors host Fairbury Tuesday evening at 8 at Feldhausen Field in Marysville.
Skywatchers may be calling this the Summer of Mars. We've got your Red Planet viewing guide on the Old Farmer's Almanac radio report.
No one plans to get sick or injured. But when life happens, it's important you and your family are protected. Kansas Farm Bureau health plans are there to provide continued health care coverage to meet your needs. Choose from a broad range of individual and family plans. And if you're over 65, we have options for you too. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
These days, no one can afford to take the risk of being without financial protection against high health care costs, not even for a few days. Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans offer short-term health care coverage to fill in those temporary gaps. Short-term health plans can provide you with medical coverage when you are between health plans, helping lower your potential financial risk. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, June 22nd, the 174th day of the year. Newsman Brett Hume and singer-songwriter Kris Kristofferson share a birthday, and the barricades at Berlin's Checkpoint Charlie were dismantled on this day in 1990. The planet Mars is shining extraordinarily bright this summer, so try to spot it on a clear evening. Right now, you'll find it rising shortly after midnight Eastern time in Aquarius. But as the summer progresses, it rises earlier each night and grows progressively brighter. A virtually moonless night tonight will make for easy viewing. Elsewhere, Venus will be glowing brilliantly in the pre-dawn hours, rising about an hour or so before sunup. At the same time, Jupiter and Saturn should be easy spotting about a third of the way up the southern sky. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac. For more stargazing advice, visit almanac.com.
KNDY.
Reminiscing on them good times. I'm turning off a real life driving. That's right, I'm hitting easy street on mud tires. Back in the day, Potts Farm was a place to go. Load a truck up, hit the dirt road. Jump the barbed wire, spread the word. Light the bonfire and call the girls. King in the can and the Marlboro man. Jack and Jim were a few good men. Where you learn how to kiss and cuss and fight too. Better watch out for the boys in blue. And all this small town, he said, she said. Ain't it funny how rumors spread? Like I know something y'all don't know. Man, that talk is getting old. You better mind your business, man. Watch your mouth. Before I have to knock that loud mouth out. I'm tired of talking, man. Y'all ain't listening. Them old dirt roads is what y'all miss. I'm chilling on a dirt road. Back swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights. It's got me reminiscing on the good times. I'm turning off a real life driving. That's right, I'm hitting easy street on the tires. I sit back and think about them good old days, the way we were raising our southern ways. And we like cornbread and biscuits, and if it's broke around here, we fix it. I can take y'all where you need to go, down to my hood, back in them woods. We do it different around here, that's right, but we sure do it good, and we do it all night. See, if you really want to know how it feels to get off the road, trucks and four wheels, jump on in, and man, tell your friends, we'll raise some hell with a black.